Time for Legal Briefs with Chicago trial attorney Karen Conte. Good morning, Karen. Let's talk first about the lawsuit filed this week alleging that ICE made illegal arrests in their Chicago raids. What can a court do if it finds that ICE violated the law?
Well, in this case, it's interesting because in 2022, there was a federal lawsuit settlement that resulted in a consent decree, which is basically a statement that going forward, this is what the law is going to be. And basically, that consent decree said that ICE cannot make warrantless searches unless officials believe that the person is in the country illegally and then that person will flee before a warrant would be arrested. So in this lawsuit, they're basically saying there were at least 27 people who were arrested without a warrant and without a reasonable belief that the person was here illegally. What this lawsuit is going to do is going to say that these things were wrong and prove that. That's what the gist is. And then going forward to enforce it so that it will supposedly get an injunction against ICE from doing this kind of arresting in the future.
We've seen a lot of video on the news. Is that admissible in court?
Sure it is. Yeah, if those wrongful actions are on video, that's the best evidence that they were doing something wrong. And obviously you're seeing a lot of people using their cell phones and videoing these things. And actually a lot of these ACLU and Immigrant Justice Center websites are encouraging people to do that, not to interfere with the investigation because that's against the law, but to actually document these things and gather them. So if people want to bring a lawsuit, they have the proof.
So citizens have the right to videotape ICE activities or any police activities for that matter. Is that correct?
They absolutely do. If you are in a place that you're legally entitled to be, you can videotape anything you want as long as you're not interfering with an investigation. I will say this, though. When you do this kind of thing, sometimes ICE and police officers get a little riled up about it. Maybe they shouldn't, but they do because they've got a stressful job, apparently. So you can expect retribution. And we see this all the time where police officers react. So, again, you can do it, but do it at your own risk.
Yeah. Let's talk about the indictment of James Comey and what the chances are that this will be thrown out before it goes to trial.
Well, yeah, it might very well be for two reasons. One is the grand jury found not guilty on many counts that were charged initially. So what is left are just two charges, one lying to Congress, lying to the Senate Judiciary Committee, and the other one is obstructing an investigation. But it's really light on facts, so we really don't know what the facts are. The second reason I think that we're going to maybe see a throwout of this is that that Comey has hired a really good lawyer, and that's Patrick Fitzgerald, who used to be our U.S. attorney for 12 years, and he was the one responsible for putting two of our governors, one from each party, into prison. So this guy's a brilliant lawyer, and he is a very well-respected lawyer, so you can expect a very vigorous challenge.
Yeah, good reputation, tough guy. How do you think he's going to defend the charges against Comey?
Well, he's obviously going to pick apart the statements to show that they're not true. But the other argument could possibly be, and I think this would be a very interesting argument, is that, President Trump came out and said he's the most corrupt man ever in the world. He's guilty as all get out. And he keeps making these statements. So, I would probably take the position that how could Comey ever get a fair trial in this country when our president has already deemed him to be guilty? And, we are entitled to a jury of our peers that are that don't have preconceived notions. And again, when you have these public comments, that really does impact the jury pool.
And I imagine as an attorney, you have more than once advised a client to be quiet, haven't you?
All the time.
P. Diddy is going to be sentenced on Friday. What will the court consider in the sentencing here, do you think?
Yeah, this is really interesting because prosecutors are asking for a long time, over 11 years, and defense says, no, we should release him right now. In this case, the charges and the convictions were of not so so serious crimes. It's basically transporting people over state lines to engage in prostitution. He was acquitted of some of the more serious charges of sex trafficking. But I think this judge is going to look at the nature of the crimes. They're going to look at the fact that he was in a position of great power because of his money and because of his success, that he was very violent with these women, according to the testimony, and that he's really showing a lack of remorse. And I think all of those things are going to add into a higher number, a larger number of years than you would normally see in a case like this. It's hard to predict, but I would guess somewhere between 3 and 4 years, the judge might just want to set a precedent that, you know, men in this position cannot abuse it.
There is a letter from one of his accusers, his main accuser, who fears retribution if Diddy gets a short sentence. His mother wrote about how Diddy made a mistake, but he's learned from his mistakes. And, of course, she's pleading for some leniency here. Does the judge look at letters like that and take that into account?
Absolutely. Judges should do it, and they do it. I think you have to consider the source, though. I mean, the mother of the defendant probably is not going to get as much credibility as the woman who testified, this Cassie who testified in trial. I think she was 9 months pregnant while having to testify. And I do think that the fact that the judge did not let him out on bail, and even when the verdict came down, and it wasn't a serious verdict, they were asking the judge to release him, and the judge said no. So I think the judge sees him as a person who could seek retribution as to his victims. So that might add into his, you know, putting a sentence together that, you know, would prevent him from doing this in the future.
We'll see on Friday. And then you'll be talking about this Friday on News Nation, won't you?
Yes, I will.
Karen Conti, and that will be Friday morning at about 9:30 Central Time for News Nation. And Karen, thank you. Karen, you have a good day.
You too, Bob.